on ABC Local Radio in the Territory.
So I went away on that big break, yeah, and I spent a bit of time thinking about my future. And what happened to me essentially when I got back to Darwin was I thought, I don't want to think about my future anymore. I actually just want to live in the moment. And I decided that I really like living here where I am and I like doing what I'm doing. So, yeah, I'm not thinking about my future right now. But what if you decide that your future, you want to be somewhere different? These thoughts, they can be very overwhelming. You can get a little bit lost out there. So we all do have to think about our future at some point in time. And our regular futurist is here to provide a bit of a map. Marcus Barber joins us once again. Good afternoon.
G'day, Vicky. How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you. You have 10 points for us to consider to plan our future, to get it right. But maybe we can break it down today. And can we just start with a couple of these ideas?
Yeah, that sounds good. And I've got to ask you about last week's question as well. So how'd you go with your future, can I ask?
Well, as I just said, and I hope that this isn't a cop-out, I'm pretty happy just with where I am right now, and I'm sick of thinking about my future, so I'm not paying any attention to it. Is that okay for the moment?
That is definitely okay for the moment. That's one of the key things we talk to people about. So step one really is have a vision for your future, and if you're far and where you're headed, stick with it. Don't change it for any particular reason, but if you're not, we would say, see if you can plan out, say, a year or 3 years, where would you like to be that's different from where you are now? You can write that down on paper and articulate, if you like, where you'd like to go. So that would be step one.
You keep dropping out, Marcus.
Oh, I'm sort of standing still, so I need to move.
Okay. Where would you like to be in 3 years' time? All right. That's a hard question to answer. How do you even start answering that question?
I guess one of the first things is, what aren't you happy with now? Assuming you want to move somewhere, it's often because you're not happy with where you are at the moment. So make that change first of all. If you can identify some of the things that aren't working for you in the life you want, then think about where else you might like to go instead. That's usually an easy way to start.
Okay. All right. So you might not like where you're working because you don't like your boss, but you might like the work that you're doing.
Correct.
So start to kind of zone down on different parts of your life. So don't just go, no, work, I don't like it. It's like, okay, why don't I like work? Or, you know, I like where I live, but, gee, my kitchen's rubbish and I can never cook dinner in here or whatever.
Yeah, correct. It is unlikely that your whole life is as bad as you might think. Sometimes we just get a bit focused on a small area of the life that's a bit distracting. So just focus on the one or two areas that maybe aren't as content for you as you like, or as much fun as you would like, and start there. What would be different? What would I like to change?
Okay.
So that's step one. Step two is saying, okay, if I want to change it, what are the big things I need to do to make that change? And step three is, what capabilities do I need to have available to me to be able to take those steps?
Are you talking about retraining and education, essentially?
It could be. It depends on what you need. But if you talk about, let's say you're someone who finds yourself falling asleep at work in the afternoon, as a simple task, maybe the thing is, how do I get to bed earlier at night?
Mm.
So you don't need to go to fundamental changes, but if there is a part of your life, well, I need to improve my skills, I need to improve my knowledge base because in order to do that, I want to improve my career, or maybe I want to make myself more attractive to a potential partner. What do I need to change about myself because my future is different from what it is now?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that because I realised that we were essentially concentrating on career and work. But what if you're single or you're just recently divorced or, you're wanting to be in a relationship with someone? That's something that you can't control. As a futurist, what can you recommend to people who might want to change that in their future?
But
you can't control that.
Well, no, but you can make yourself arguably a better candidate for a relationship. And that might be simple things like changing your health, changing your physical appearance, changing where you hang out and who you hang out with. Sometimes one of the reasons we're single is because the choices we make about where we go to potentially meet others doesn't give us the best chance. So you might need to make some basic changes in how you're currently running your life.
Hmm. All right, then. Okay, look, we're coming up to the news, Marcus. Is there a question that you'd like us to consider for the week?
Question for the week. Now, what habits of behaviour, Vicky, do you have that don't help you get the type of life you want?
Oh, my goodness. These are hard questions, Marcus.
Well, yes, but if you can answer them, then you're well on your way to getting the future you want, and that's what it's really about.
What habits of behaviour do you have
that don't help you get the type of life you want.
That don't help you get the type of life you want. Okay.
And the sub-question is, what might happen if you do something different?
Could be a bit scary.
But you're happy. You're happy at the moment. That's important.
It's not just about me, you know. We've got you here for everyone. I'm just the conduit. We're here to, you know, drop ideas into the people of the Territory. Marcus Barber, lovely to speak to you, and we will talk to you again in a week's time.
I'll be in Vancouver, but I'm happy to call you in.
Oh, far out. Seriously? Okay, maybe we won't. All right, we'll see how we go.
Okay.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye. Marcus Barber, a futurist, with some food for thought for you this afternoon. What habits of behaviour do you have that...